Sometimes a horse would cut his fence, cut his foot in the fence, and it'd be a long time swelling up, and the flesh would be real hard to heal up, and have a time healing it. Now, what did they call that flesh around in that cut sometimes when it wouldn't heal up?
Well, they'd call that flesh around there, but it wouldn't heal up like it ought to. It'd be a long time healing up. That's why he done let the horse knock about in the dew with that sore foot. And you call it, he's only got dew poison. Uh-huh. And then they got the doctor on it and get all that poison out there. And then after you get all that poison out there, that soul won't get well. He don't got a dew poison.
You remember horses sometimes have proud flesh in a sore place?
Well, yeah, the plow flesh and foot, but they talked on it to get it well.
What did people used to put on their finger if they'd cut their finger, Charlie?
Well, they used to put on, when you cut your finger, they used to put coat oil.
And what was this brown stuff in the little tiny bottle that they'd sometimes put on their finger? You know, if you drop a drop of it on a piece of bread, it'll turn the bread dark. And you put it on a little cut on your finger sometimes, it'll keep your finger from getting sore. You remember what we call that?
You might have called that tendine.
Sometimes you get this in salt. You remember what they say the salt has?
Yeah.
Roxy?
Let me have that telephone.
What was it we used to take for malaria, Charlie, that tasted real bitter?
What month?
This medicine for malaria that tasted
real
bitter.
Well, what month we used to take for that would be in August.
And you remember the name of that medicine that tasted real bitter?
No, I don't remember the name of that medicine. But it'd be the month to be in August.
You sometimes hear people say that bitter is what?
And sometimes they say he's taking a little fever.
If a man was shot and didn't get over it, you'd say he what?
Well, I say he got shot and didn't get over that shot.
And suppose he's already been put in the grave, then what do you say he's what?
Well, I say he...
If a man was living yesterday, but he's not living today, you'd say he what?
He did.
Would there be some other words that you might use sometime, maybe to kind of spare somebody's feelings? What else would you maybe say besides saying he's dead?
No, wouldn't be no other words to use if somebody say they see them yesterday and they went home last night and laid down. And when his people got up, they found out he was in the bed dead.
All right. So you'd say he won. He did what?
Yeah, done paid the debt we all got to pay.
All right. Now, if you don't know what it was that caused a person to die, you might say, I don't know what he died. And how would you say it?
Well, I would say this. I don't know exactly what he died with, but I believe he died. I believe he had a heart attack.
What do you call the place where they buried people?